Crab Festival is not canceled. I want to clarify. I know a lot of people have been concerned we would cancel it, but it is rescheduled. We are doing it August 19th through the 23rd. We've looked at just a ton of different options and dates and tried to find what could work best for as many people as possible, with the weather still being reasonable and having a good shot at being done with COVID-19. So that's how we've arrived at August 19th through the 23rd. You know, Crabfest has been held in August one other time before, and many people, I think, can understand when the tsunami and earthquake happened on Good Friday, they scrambled a little bit and pushed Crabfest until August. So natural disasters, I think, are about the only thing that delays Crabfest at this point in time. So COVID-19 has pushed it to August.
Now, I did not realize the Crab Festival was pushed back for 64, but that makes good sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. I was interested to find that out, actually, as I was researching some of our historical documents at the Chamber.
Now, as you know, Crab Festival is like one of those events that is so Kodiak. And we think of it even as like the beginning of summer, and it's a big family reunion where people come home for school or wherever. They're gearing up to go fishing, like an old-fashioned rendezvous. So I'm sure there are a lot of people that are disappointed.
Yeah, there absolutely are. Our hearts absolutely go out to our Coast Guard transferees that are going to have to transfer before Crab Festival. I know so many of them wanted to attend. So many of our salmon fishermen families are not going to make it, and our heart breaks. We want to be able to offer this to the whole community, and just simply we're not able to all the time.
What are the plans for it? I understand that the ferries were not, they changed the ferries. The ferries were not going to be back in time for Crab Festival anyway. And now the people that do the rides, they won't be able to make the new date?
That's correct, yeah. We reached out to them earlier on in this crisis to troubleshoot any available days that they might be able to make it. And unfortunately, there's just nothing where they don't have other commitments. So have no fear, Kodiak. We are exploring all the options. We've got some time. We're going to try and get some sort of rides or inflatables available. We did have a really successful event last year called Venture Through Vehicles, where kids got to go explore the working vehicles of Kodiak down on the spit. We had sirens going and horns honking, and it was just a really fun time. So we are absolutely committed to bringing the fun back to Kodiak in absolutely any way we can think of.
Now, one year, not too many years ago, the ferry schedule was weird and the rides could not come in, and so we had a bunch of inflatable jumpy things and just all kinds of totally different entertainments, and
yeah,
I think by and large people thought that worked out pretty well.
Yeah, and we'll be exploring those. We have a lot of different venues that we can reach out to, but typically Golden Wheel has been able to provide those inflatables when they're needed. Unfortunately, they just can't spare anything for us this year. So we are going to be exploring all those options. And if anyone in Kodiak has just a wonderful idea that they think is going to work out well, they're welcome to reach out to us and we can explore all the options we get.
Got it. And so where do we go from here?
We wait from here. Anybody that has an organization that typically organizes an activity during Crab Festival, just know we'd love to have you push it until August if you're able to. We understand some events are a little bit more pertinent on the time of the year, and, you know, that's okay too. So just bear with us. We'll work together and we'll make it through together.
I was thinking that a lot of the nonprofits, this is one of their big fundraisers. Are you hearing from people? What are they saying? The vendors?
Yeah, so I've been in touch with a lot of different people. I was part of a nonprofit network meeting where many of us explored this idea of how Crabfest is such a big fundraising opportunity. And there's no question our nonprofits and for-profit businesses, including the chamber, are going to be suffering by delaying things. So if anyone in the Kodiak community has the ability to donate or help in any way to those organizations in need, please do and reach out to the chamber. We can connect you with the right resources.